That's why we shouldn't generalize about human behavior. There's not more stupid than the pseudo-intellectuals will tell you. You shouldn't generalize about human behavior. That's like saying that there's no such excuse for cultural studies. Why do people study culture, comparative cultures? Why does the white culture even exist? If everybody behaves the same way, why do you use the, what does the white culture mean? Why do people study sociology? Huh? If somebody does it in a university and he's studying comparative cultures, he's a genius. But if a Jew with a big mouth does it on the stage, the man is a schmuck, he generalizes to it. Just to show you how stupid people are, I'm talking to you personally. Do you understand this? To say that Jews and Gentiles behave the same way, you've got to be a complete moron. And I say this with the highest respect. To say that do Japanese and Jews behave the same way? You ever see a Japanese woman with a headache? I never saw that. You ever see a Jewish woman without a headache? I never saw that either. Every Jewish woman has a headache coming, going. It started here, it moved over. I used to feel it on this side, but now I go... When I go like this, I don't feel it. But when I go like... Hoo-hoo. Every Jewish woman has a headache and every Jewish man is sick. If he's not very sick, he's slightly sick, he's a little sick. He's almost sick. He could have been healthy. He don't know what happened to him. It's not the same. Every Jew tells you the same thing. I'm not the same. Every Jew I know is going to a doctor, coming from a doctor, looking for a doctor. Every Gentile is going for a beer and every Jew is going to a doctor. Every Jew is on his way to a doctor. Why are you going to a doctor? Are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. Every Jew is sick. A Jew could be 12 years old. There's something pulling, schlepping, hacking. Every Jew has something pulling, schlepping, hacking, banging. Ever see a Gentile tell you he's sick? I never heard that. Gentile could crash into a wall, be bleeding to death. How do you feel? Great. A Jew comes out of a limousine, I'm tired. Every Jew is tired and every Jew is involved with medicines. You ever see one Jew that's not involved with medicines? Every minute they know of a certain new medicine that no Gentile ever heard of. Jews know pills and medicines 9 years before any Gentile because they consult with each other all over the world. As soon as a Jew finds out about a new pill, whoops, 3,000 Jews are on the phone. What's this? I heard you. Every new pill, there's only two of them. I got one of them. Keep your mouth shut. The FDA never even heard of this pill. Don't tell anybody about this pill. You take this pill, you live 40 years longer than anybody in the world. You just have to spend your life in the toilet. That's the only thing. But every Jew's got 8 million pills. That's why every Jew knows about Lipitor is a perfect example. Do you know one Gentile that's on Lipitor? Maybe two in the whole country. But every Jew in this building has Lipitor in his pocket. That is very. They don't have it if they're 12 years old, but if they're over 27, every Jew is already on Lipitor. By the time they're 40, they got boxes of Lipitor in every pocket. Hello, I'm on Lipitor. What are you? I'm on Zocor. Zocor is much better than Lipitor. Between Zocor and Lipitor, every Jew is busy. If you need Lipitor or Zocor, don't call a doctor. Call any Jew. Oh, you need Lipitor or you like Zocor. I got Zocor, I got Lipitor. And there's a whole argument among Jews, which is better, Zocor or Lipitor? Everybody has an opinion. Zocor, I think, is much better, unless I'm walking. If I'm walking, I take a half a Lipitor. But I don't take Lipitor a lot. I very rarely take it unless I know I really need it, like if I have a sandwich. If I have a sandwich, it depends. If it's a tuna fish, I take Zocor. But if it's pastrami, I take a Lipitor because pastrami is a lot of fat, so I take one Lipitor. Unless it's a big sandwich, then I take two Lipitors and one Zocor. That's it. But I never take it unless I sit down. If I get up, I take the Zocor. If I leave, I take a Lipitor. Otherwise, I never take it. Unless I have a fight with my wife, then I take two Lipitors and one Zocor. But I usually don't need it. I usually don't need it unless I'm dancing. If I'm dancing, I take a Lipitor. If I'm singing, I take a Zocor. And if I'm running, I take two Lipitors, one Zocor, unless I'm having bacon. If I'm having one slice, I take Lipitor. If I have two, I take Zocor. Otherwise, I don't take none. But you have to be very careful. You don't need a lot of it. If I take a Blitzer, then I take two Lipitors. But if I take Kishka, only Zocor, and that's it. Zocor is much better for Kishka. Lipitor is much better for Blitzers. Potato latkes, I take none of them. All I do is walk it off till the guy get over it. That's about it. They all got formulas. They all have formulas. Gentiles don't know nothing about this. Gentiles think Lipitor is only for Jews. Because Gentiles are not involved with their cholesterol number like Jews are. Gentiles are involved in the numbers of baseball, football, basketball. That's a Jew only knows one number. It's cholesterol. My cholesterol... Every Jew is walking around with a cholesterol number. Hello, I'm 148. I used to be 149. But thank God I'm much lower than I was. I'm going up. The doctor told me I could take one pastrami till I hit 250. Then I get... But if I go down to 180, I could take another sandwich. I could forget about it. No. Gentiles worship doctors. If a doctor tells them to do something, they worship it. You know what the doctor said? You know what happens when a Jew sees a doctor? They all walk out saying the same thing. Man is full of shit. Two pills once a month. The man is a real putz. You take one pill two times a year, you're much better off. The man is full of shit. Who is he to give me information? He's not even the head of the hospital. He's not even... I don't trust the guy that's not the head of the hospital. So, what do you want to do now? Would you say all these things are too much of a generality? Jews and Gentiles do everything differently, and it has nothing to do with a generality. They even weigh themselves differently. Now, people are going to say that's a preposterous exaggeration. They can't weigh themselves differently. They do. The fact is that they do. There's no exceptions to this. When a Gentile weighs himself, they look at the number, it takes a second, and they keep walking. You ever see a Jew weigh himself? It takes a month and a half. They start... they start looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking. And no matter what they see, can't be. Can't be. Don't tell me. I know how much I weigh. You think I need a scale to tell me how much I weigh? And when they can't get the right number, they start standing like this. Then they blame it on anything but themselves. It has nothing to do with food. This is water. It's all water. It's all a lot of water. It's 3,000 pounds full of water. I think it's it. Am I making this up?